You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. Heading into the second hour of a good luck at Thursday. 40 degrees in Green Bay, 48 in Appleton, 41 in Oshkosh. Coming your way across the world on the Civic Media app. Once again, throwing it out there, who's listening furthest away? And do we have anybody in Florida that can text us and tell us how things are going down there? Well, we have a special guest in the audience, in the studio right now, yeah. Rob Momartz, local illustrator, book illustrator. Got this one, The Monstrous Adventures of Mummy Man and Waffles. Now, tell us a little bit all about how somehow you got your name on the cover of a book, being an illustrator, this kid from Ashwaubenon High School, and now you're a big-time illustrator. First of all, good morning, Rob. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You bet.
Yeah, I wouldn't know about big time, but...
It's pretty cool. My name is Wen. It's short for Wendell. This is a cool story that builds on... really unique characters, but tell us about this book. We haven't read it yet because we just got it, but yeah, it looks great.
It's a middle grade chapter book.
Right, 8 to 12 is what your focus?
8 to 12, and it's a good book for this time of year being close to Halloween, and there's a lot of really weird, strange, bizarre characters in it.
As it says on the cover, a nonstop thrill, chill, and slimy spill ride.
Yeah. Right. So it's basically about a kind of an awkward kid that doesn't have many friends, and he's a preteen, and he ends up spending the summer with his grandfather, who is a retired special effects artist at his creepy house up in Maine. So and then
Jim doesn't like Maine.
You don't?
No, go ahead.
He spent a lot of money to go see the leaves, and he came back, and they were better here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'd been to 49 states. The only one I hadn't been to was Maine. And I just said to my wife, look, we got to go. So we went to Maine, and they said, if you're going to go to Maine, oh, my God, you got to go during leafing. And so we went out there and spent the fortune and was... it was great. I love Maine, and we did a lot out there, on the boat and lobster, but Wisconsin's beautiful, too.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Anyway, back to here. But Maine's a great... setting, I'm sure.
Yeah, but yeah.
Well, Stephen King does all his writing.
Right,
been there,
that's right.
So, so I'm just kind of guessing what it looks like. So if you look at the backgrounds, they're kind of basic, but look very Wisconsin-ish. There's a lot of really weird characters, and it was a lot of fun to design the different characters in the story, and the two main characters I did several designs for, and it's fun to look back and see how much they changed and compared to the versions that they picked. And that's one of the hard things about working on these books is when you're drawing the characters, as time goes on, they kind of evolve and while you're drawing them. And a lot of times I have to go back and digitally alter the drawings so they look consistent.
I have so much envy and respect for people that can just take a pencil and sit here and sketch something like these characters and everything. And it's weird that they say all people are created equal, but we're really not. No. I mean, you were given some, I'm sure you had to work at it and develop it, but somewhere along the line, you got a chromosome that just said, okay, I can draw.
Well, I'm kind of a one-trick pony, though. That's about all I can do, fortunately.
But there's pictures in the book, right? There's illustrations, but there's a lot of writing. Like, are you writing as well?
No, Steve Bailing, he lives in New York. Outside, not too far outside of New York City. We've actually never met. We talk on the phone quite a bit. We've become pretty good friends during this process. But he had written the book a long time ago, actually. And the book was delayed for about a year. So I'm actually working on the second book right now. So I'm on a kind of a tight deadline for that. So I've been staying up pretty late. I have a day job working for a game company. And
working for a what company?
A board game and collectibles company. They're in California, and I work down in the basement, in my basement.
Doing kind of, what kind of stuff for them?
Illustration, yeah.
Wow, okay.
And like conceptual stuff for collectibles.
So your full-time job is as an illustrator?
Yes.
Okay.
And then I do the books on the side.
So the guy in New York, you guys hooked up over the internet, I'm assuming. But anyway, did you read the book and design the characters, or did he tell you that? Tell me about how that works, because that's, you guys never met. I think that's kind of cool that one guy's...
Well,
a writer, one guy's the illustrator.
I think he found my work on Instagram and presented my work to HarperCollins. And then they I have an agent now, which is,
I mean, HarperCollins is big time.
I was going to say, saw that in the back.
His daughter's a publisher.
Yeah, oh, New York. Yeah.
Who does she work for?
She's with Atlantic Grove.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in cheese.
Cool, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's...
Who did she have lunch with or something the other day?
Yeah, they... I don't want to drop names, but they only
like one of the biggest names in the country.
I just want to say that they do a lot of, they're very selective, and they do a lot of like your second, third book type authors, right? So that's what they kind of do. They don't take a lot of new stuff. But anyway, that's, you need a good publisher, and Harper is obviously one of them.
Yeah, I was very lucky. Previously, I illustrated a book series for Penguin. And it's called
another big name.
Claude, Evil Alien Warlord Cat. It actually did 6 books, which was fun. And that one was done in a pretty short amount of time. There weren't as many illustrations as there are in this newest book here, but that was a really fun experience for me. And it kind of prepared me for this.
So, what's your back? How did, again, you had to be that kid in art club. Like we talked, I was joking with you in between. If I had your talents, I would have won that Nagani Fire Department contest for the best fire prevention poster. You know what I mean? Because I had my mom's pack of cigarettes glued on there and the whole thing. And I had your talent, I would have won that versus being devastated every year.
Johnny, where's my cigarettes?
Right,
what did you do with those?
What did you do with my smokes?
Every character, his mom, the firemen, they're all stick people. And that just didn't
They matter. Were, pretty much, yeah. I mean, from the time you were a little kid, were you just one of those guys that just came to you naturally?
Yeah, yeah. I always loved drawing since I was... Two or 3 years old. I still have a lot of my mom kept a lot of my old art, and I go through that, and there's some
that's
really
very
weird
cool
stuff in it.
I'll tell you what, when you like, I was looking for something the other day, Jim says, are you a hoarder? Because I was trying to find my old ACT thing. And I found some of the things from my oldest daughter from when she was like in kindergarten or whatever, you know. And it's like, wow, you want to talk about just one of those pangs in your chest?
Yeah.
It's like, I wish I would have saved so much more of that.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, so go ahead.
Well, some of it's damaged from being in boxes in the attic and all, you know, but yeah, it brings back a lot of memories. I also found a lot of like papers from teachers that like math sheets where I had like drawings, detailed drawings on it over the math problems. And I was like, this is not art class. This is math.
That's awesome.
You took your chromosome and ran with
right.
it.
Right. You're an illustrator. Do you advertise then? Look, I'm illustrating, or do people find you? And because, right. I mean, there's the copy, right? There's the narrative part. And then some people want pictures and maybe some people don't, right?
Well, for a book like this
you
is
have
a vital
to,
part of it.
8 to 12, yeah.
Yeah, the nice thing about these books, I mean, it's not, obviously not a picture book, but there are a lot of illustrations, but it's for this age level. I guess they don't need as many pictures, but
right.
It's
you want
kind
them
of
to read, but it's still kind of checks it a little bit.
Yeah, and it's a nice transition for kids that are getting into reading more. I mean, like, I know graphic novels are also a really good... this is kind of an in-between thing for graphic novels and regular traditional.
So is this kind of a Harry Potter type thing? Like in terms of these people, no. A lot of characters and it's not real. These are all.
Yeah. I mean, they're all, you know, strange characters.
Right.
I mean, the human characters are normal, but.
Is that your specialty? Drawing these types of
strange
yeah,
characters?
I would think so. I like. Obviously, cartooning is my specialty, and weird monster type characters. That's right up my alley.
You got to figure you drew like dragons when you were a kid.
Yes,
things like that?
Yeah. I went to Ashwaubenon High School, and I did a lot of the artwork for all like the athletic programs. And
oh, cool!
And so the Jaguar and the I used to put him in all these weird scenarios. And
oh, that's awesome!
Yeah, it was fun.
I got to ask you what. Who told you or what made you think, like, I can make a living doing this? Because art, you might think, is kind of like, yeah, it's on the side.
Fun thing to do.
But, yeah. Look, I got to get serious about life. Like, you're making a living on this. You got kids, you got a family, you're living well.
It's tough. I mean, sometimes these projects, they come in very sporadically. I'm glad I have a full-time job doing illustration, which is, I'm very lucky. I've been at this place for 13 years, which is crazy. And I'm just lucky that I can do this full-time. It is hard to find jobs and schedule them and, you know. And sometimes when the hard thing is if you're in the middle of a job and you're cranking on something and somebody comes in with a project that you'd really like to take, but unfortunately you cannot take it because you're under deadline. And I've ran into that a couple times, more than a couple times.
That's kind of a good problem to have, though.
It is, you know? But sometimes then you go in these stretches where you don't have anything and you're just doing your own personal artwork, which is great.
Yeah. So are you going to have your own series? I mean, you're... The guy's writing. Are you going to get into the writing side of it, or do you think there's plenty to do just in illustration?
Well, there's plenty to do with just illustration. I've always wanted to be a writer. That's why I'm jealous of John here for his books. But
you can illustrate mine anytime you want.
it's one of those things. That's a magical thing to me, is just being able to
do both.
To do both and just to be able to structure a story and that's a talent I wish I had. But I do have a lot of characters that I eventually would like to try to write some stories for and maybe do a self-publishing thing or present some of my ideas to some
publishers. We had a guy on our show that he's on Broadway and he had characters. Remember that? He brought in some artwork and had characters that he was building on. And I don't know. I think sometimes it takes, you know, meeting someone, but to have something that's not like human, right? That's a little bit more character or cartoon.
Yeah.
It's not really cartoony funny. It's more cartoon illustrated.
Well, you can get away with a lot more doing cartoony things like drawing. Like in this next book I'm working on, there's a car and I'm terrible at drawing cars. So this car is kind of fantastical looking, so it makes it a little easier. I can cheat a lot of things on it, the perspective and the, you know.
What advice would you give us kids out there that's where the art teacher says, you could have a future in this? Give them some advice.
Well, just be persistent and keep drawing. Draw every day. Don't let anything hold you back. It can be a frustrating career as far as like rejection. But just don't get discouraged. Keep being creative. Do your own thing. You know, if someone's not hiring you for something, do your own thing.
Can people locally contact you, or would you rather not? You get enough gigs?
I'm pretty busy right now. But yeah.
That's awesome.
This is so awesome.
Yeah. Where to get the book? I mean, this is a cool book. I want to take a look at it.
Mummy Man and Waffles.
Yes.
And where's this?
You can get it at any bookstore. I'm actually doing a signing on Sunday at Lion's Mouth.
Right,
at noon, right during the Packer game.
Fantastic. That's all right. Bring the kids out there.
If anyone's looking for a babysitter during the game.
Thank you so much for stopping by, Rob. Impressive.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Rob Molmarts from Ashwaubenon.
Your second book.
Worldwide illustrator. Back after this. Hey, welcome back. Thank you very much to Rob Molmarts again. The talent that some people have and others don't.
Right here, you know?
Yeah.
Green Bay, this guy. And
once again, book signing noon on Sunday. The Lion's Head down here. We're joined. Mike, are you there?
Yes, I am, John. How are you?
Good, buddy. This is our great friend, Mike Pritzel, who's a big fan, a big member of our program. And normally, he's out climbing mountains in Colorado or Wyoming or something and still listening to us out there. But, Mike, tell us what you are doing this weekend.
Well, I am honored and have the opportunity to travel as a member of the American Red Cross and just go provide some relief assistance for the next couple of weeks. I really don't know exactly, what I'll be doing. You know, sheltering, feeding, whatever they, you know, when they ask you, and when you're qualified, you basically say the following: you just tell me what you need me to do, and I'll do it. So. This is my first national deployment. I'm fairly new, but I couldn't have gotten through quicker. I really wanted to help, and I'm a little nervous, but I'm pretty excited as well.
Oh, that's great. Is that through the Green Bay or Appleton? What chapter are you going through on the Red Cross?
Merit. It's actually the Green Bay chapter.
Isn't that nice? So you're not going alone?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
How do you get down there?
Actually, actually, guys, I am. I'm actually leaving. And this is so interesting to me. This whole process has been incredible. And watching these organizations function and try to organize this stuff, anybody that can go right now out of Green Bay is probably already there. I'm fairly new, so I did what I could to qualify. And essentially, the process is pretty intense. I mean, they really do a heck of a job with communication and set up. So yesterday I spent I spent some time with those folks, and now I have a plane ticket that I will be heading out, leaving at about 6:45 tomorrow morning, getting in sometime, actually going into Miami. And then from there, you do go through your orientation, and then we will move. I assume we will be moving much further north.
Right. Right.
So Mike, with something like this, were there certain you're an incredibly fit guy. Like I said, you climb mountains and things like that. Were there certain qualifications that they saw and said, okay, we want you versus maybe me or Jim, so to speak?
I would tell you that there certainly are qualifications, but there is something for everyone. And anytime someone thinks that maybe they can't help, they can. And even, you think about the tens of thousands of people that are helping, whether it's giving money or time or blood. I've got a friend of mine, Chris Mooring. She organized and had a full semi-truck and continues to help with the folks that were affected in the last hurricane and will do so for the folks, that are going through stuff now. You know, Mr. Burkle.
Yeah.
These people have monster hearts, but you know, a lot of people do. It's just not everybody is out in the forefront. So I think there's something for everyone to do, whether that is giving blood or giving $5. You know, money is an important piece of this. A lot of times people want to give goods and things like that, and that's a good thing. But from a distribution standpoint, that can be challenging.
Right. Mike, so how do you know how long you're going to be there? Did you sign up for a time frame?
It is a 2-week. Basically, you are asked to go for 2 weeks. Now, what I have communicated to them is that I could, depending upon what they need, I could be flexible. So we'll see how that all plays out. But I am going to go and do what I can.
Did your military background help with that, Mike? You getting signed up?
You know what? Yeah, I will tell you that my military background is part of the reason that I wanted to be part of the American Red Cross. So it's not only this stuff that we do. I actually got to go to my first fire this week and see how the American Red Cross helps those individuals that have been affected by fire. In fact, I met a friend of yours from Midwest Restoration when I was at one of the scenes. So
probably Ryan?
So I don't know. Sometimes it's a little chaotic. So I'm just learning and trying to mind my own business, keep my mouth shut, which isn't always easy for me.
So is that the Howard fire, the apartment complex?
No, this one was down in the valley. So okay. it was just a single family. But again, it's part of that is, when asking a lot of these questions, they're like, is this stuff you can do? I'm like, well, the military background piece of it, provides, you've been through a lot of chaos. So chaos doesn't really affect you much, even though we know it will.
Right. Comfortable with chaos is what they say.
Yeah.
That's right.
No, God bless you for doing this.
Yeah,
I agree,
Mike.
You really signed up and kind of pushed this a little bit because you have a passion for helping people. I think this is great. It's going to be interesting to talk to you
When you get back.
Yeah, but go ahead. Are you looking forward to anything in particular? I mean, there's so much that has to be done down there. It's incredible.
Mind-boggling.
Ugh, man.
Where do you start type thing?
I think for me, it's, when you go through a lot of this training, and you too especially know about volunteering, and you know what it feels like when you look at somebody and say, how can I help you? Or you give them a hug, you put your hand on their shoulder. That is really what a lot of this is about. And that is really what I'm looking forward to. I can tell you that I know it's going to be, this is not easy. Odds are you're sleeping in a cot in a gymnasium somewhere.
Right.
I have the ability to do this. I'm a realtor. I've got such a great support system at Shore West and folks that are going to help take care of me and my clients while I'm gone that it allows me to do this. And of course, I got a great family. you know, they look at me and say, this is what you want to do and what you got to do, so go do. So I'm going to go do.
That's a great family.
Proud of you, Mike. Yeah. No lie, proud of you. I've known you for a million years, but I've never been more proud of you.
Yeah, I've come a long way since you first met me, John.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? You should be in here right now in your other regalia. We've got Fang, the Timber Rattlers mascot, in the house here today.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, have a good time. And you know what? I might check in on occasion with you guys.
We'd love that, Mike.
Please do. Mike used to be the mascot for UW Green Bay.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying then.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was the only mascot that used to get in fights with opposing fans.
That's true.
Mike, listen, buddy. Be safe. Please report back from Florida or North. Yeah, Florida, where you're going, not North Carolina. But please let us know how it's going. If you can send us some pictures, that would be awesome.
I will do what they allow me to do because there are certainly rules. But you guys keep doing what you're doing. Love the show, and I'll be in touch.
And let us know what we can do to help. Okay, buddy?
All right, take care.
Thank you. Mike Pritzel heading to Florida with the Red Cross tomorrow morning. Wow, that's phenomenal. When we come back, we're going to be talking with the Fang and some people from the Timber Rattlers. But a great Halloween event they've got taking place at the ballpark back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hurricane relief, you can go to civicmedia.us/help. That's civicmedia.us/help. Hurricane relief for Hurricane Helene victims and also what's going on with Hurricane Milton. civicmedia.us/help. You can go there and choose the folks that you'd like to help out.
Really look forward to talking to Mike either next week or when he comes back about what it's really like boots on the ground.
We will definitely stay in touch
with
him.
And I just want to say that civicmedia.us, I was on that website last night. They're all vetted.
Yes.
Those are, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you hear these stories, it's like, oh man, $50 has just gone to vapor. Whereas these, well, I think there's four or five organizations on there that are really, the money's going to get where it needs to go. So yeah, civicmedia.us/help.
And if you're watching, we don't mean to laugh. What if you're watching on the street? Look right behind us here.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's a little different. All right. We'll change it up.
If you're watching, we've got Fang hanging out right behind. Was Fang like 7 feet tall? Yeah. How tall is Fang?
Fang is tall enough.
Wow. Hey, we got a very, very special guest talking about a very, very special project. Go ahead and introduce yourselves because you guys told us during the break and you guys did it better than we could do it. So go ahead, introduce yourselves and talk about what a great event is going on for kids coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm Kyle with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, here with Kayla from Shields, and we're going to be hosting a trick-or-treat event at the ballpark coming up here in a couple weeks, and I'll let Kayla kind of touch on it a little bit more.
Yep, so on Thursday, October 24th, we'll be hosting trick-or-treat at the ballpark with the Timber Rattlers. It runs from 3:30 to 6:30, and it takes place all across through the concourse. You start, get a goodie bag from Shields, get some other items from some of our local partners, too. And then you close out with some food trucks in the parking lot.
You can let the kids go into the weight room that you guys got there now?
Yeah, unfortunately. So the weight room won't be open, but everything on the concourse, so nice enclosed area, very safe. Don't have to worry about vehicles or anything like that while you're trick-or-treating through the concourse.
And you get pretty good participation. I mean, you've got such a great facility over there.
Oh, the parking's, that's what I mentioned, the weight room, it's easy. Better than most major league teams.
It just the concourse, wide enough. Kids dress up, I take it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we get lots of kids and families dressing up. So parents, you're more than welcome.
All right.
And we get, I think if I remember from last year, we get close to 2,000 people.
Wow.
That's awesome. I mean, that's great
parking, safe, as Jim was saying, and, you know.
And Shields, I mean, just thank you for all you do. You guys do a lot. I mean, this trick-or-treat thing, I know, is something you partnered, you know, with the stadium to do. But, you know, throughout the year, you do a lot of good things. And I just want to give you a shout-out. I used to work in politics and... Your name came
still
up
does.
A lot of things. Your name came up
biggest
a lot.
Morning.
Biggest politician on radio.
Absolutely.
Your name came up a lot. As did,
who's
you know,
the guy used to be the governor of Huckabee, the governor of Arkansas?
Oh, yeah.
Then he became
yeah.
a talk show guy. Then he went back into politics. Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
And that could happen again.
Hopefully soon.
That's not funny. Hey, so Fang, tell
Yeah, thanks.
He's like, is he the star of your trick-or-treating? Will he be there? Will he be there to greet the kids?
Correct, yep. So Fang and Whiffer. So Fang's best friend, Whiffer, they'll both be dressed up. Right. So they will be, so Shields will be, as you guys enter, get the goodie bag from Shields, and then on the way out, Timber Rattlers are the last one on the way out, and then the food truck's in the parking lot. So Fang and Whiffer will be dressed up, so make sure you guys bring out your best costumes and, you know, show them up.
Jim was bragging the other day that he already went and bought his Halloween candy, and he's given like full-size candy bars and spent like $1,000. Whatever.
Neighborhood's pretty. People come to our neighborhood. It's just
you're the cool house.
Yeah,
everybody comes and for the full size candy bars.
Yeah,
and Kyle and I will show up.
And I'm sure they're going to get great things at your place. What's cool about yours is you're giving them the bag.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So Shields has candy already pre put into the bag, and then as you go through the concourse, other partners have either more candy or they'll have other goodies for people, either like a free pass, say, to a trampoline park. We've been hearing rumors about.
Oh,
or
fine.
Other goodie bags or goodies that kids will really
like. What happens if you get like those 15-year-old guys that are 6 foot tall and they just have like a pillowcase for a bag coming up?
Everyone's welcome.
Yeah. Okay, there you
we
go.
Don't That's... judge, don't discriminate. Everyone deserves candy no matter how old. If you guys want to show up.
See, I was just going to say, Mino was actually asking for himself.
Right.
Like if he just showed up with a pillowcase.
What's the oldest you ever trick or treat at?
Ah, man, it's been a long time.
Jim? Oh, I was eighth grade.
Eighth grade.
Is that too old?
No.
That's
not at
okay.
All. God,
no.
We went in eighth grade. I'm thinking we went past
that. Okay, so get this. We went to the nuns' rectory, okay? And they're like,
get a
rosary. What do you think you're doing? You're not getting anything. Save that for you. They tore into us that we were too old, me and DeLangelo.
I didn't even realize nuns gave out candy.
Yeah.
Who
would go there?
Huh?
Who the heck would go there? That was very nice. We didn't go there. We went to houses. And
they
you know houses that give out better stuff. And look, at your place, I'm sure there's just some awesome things the kids are going to pick up there.
Yeah, absolutely. Going to be a really fun night. And then there'll be some activities. Some of them do little activities at their station, too. So,
oh, cool.
This sounds fantastic.
Candy and activities.
Beautiful.
Right. And free parking, can I assume that too? So
absolutely.
It is. It's a free event for the family to come to.
Doesn't absolutely. Matter what the weather is going to be like.
That's cool too.
Yep. So it'll be undercover. Great. So it's in the on the concourse. So undercover. So the only time you're outside of cover is from the vehicle into the stadium. Really
fantastic.
And bring your phones because picture with Fang. I hope.
Absolutely.
All right. That'd be cool.
How is Fang as far as getting pictures taken with kids? Was he okay? Because he's a little intimidating when he walked in the door here. Man, he's a little intimidating.
7 feet tall with those fangs?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
And you asked, I mean, how old can you be to trick or treat? Fang's going on, 25 now? So he just celebrated his 26? Whoa. What do we got? Almost 30 now.
Oh,
so
wow.
He's getting up there, and he's still trick or treating. So
I'm with you. There's nothing wrong with it. As long as they're respectful, please trick or treat. Thank you. We'll give it out to anybody.
Mino, if you're walking down a dark alley and you run into Fang, what are you doing?
I can't run very fast. Like I said, he's an intimidating looking mascot back there. You know what I think is cool though? Shields and talk about two entities. They could big time the area if they wanted to. And they don't. You guys get right down to the grassroots, both organizations. Because this isn't the only one that you guys, both you guys do. I think that's so awesome that you guys do this kind of thing.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, we've been great partners with Shields. It's a great partnership that we look to continue to, you know, really see thriving in the future. We're both very inscribed in the Fox Valley, and we're looking to continue to grow that community and offer opportunities for families alike to go out and enjoy the ballpark and other events.
And that's true,
events.
But I know people from a long ways away that come down to Timber Rattler games. I mean, Fox Valley's great, but you're almost like a statewide thing. Because, the thing is, it's cool. We were talking about this the other day. We had the president of the Wisconsin Herd on. And I just, you know, like when I used to cover the old Foxes, Appleton Foxes, you guys weren't alive, but back in those days, and they were an affiliate of like Seattle and then somebody else and whatever. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, that's great, but you know, you'll never see these guys again. But like the playoff game the other day, two former Timber Rattlers combined for 3 home runs in that game. So it's like cool with the Herd. You can go watch these guys. And it's like next week they might be playing for the Bucks. And with the Timber Rattlers, with the guys that come through there, you know, we're watching future Brewers. I think that is such a cool entity, what we've got going on here now of professional sports versus our major league type teams. I think that's awesome.
Absolutely. And like you said, so we're now the affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers, and that relationship is solidified through 2030. So we'll be seeing young guys that are going to be contributing to the Brewers here for years to come. And let's hope we can, you know, make it out of the wild card round.
Let's not even talk about that. Let's not even talk about that.
As the corporate guy, I think it's cool how you utilize that stadium for more than baseball. You know, Madison's having their first, concert in 20-some years, and I think Lambeau Field we could leverage a little bit more. But, I mean, you've got everything from the president there. I mean, we always go for the Packer softball. You utilize that for fundraisers. There's just a lot of cool things, and I that's good management.
Yeah, absolutely. So I believe we just looked at the other day for 2024, we're at 154 plus events on top of our baseball games. So we play 66 home games and then another almost 170 days of utilizing the ballpark. Like you said, corporate events, we've hosted proms. Yeah. So we've done prom weddings. Last weekend we had a bunch of weddings.
I've been to corporate banquets upstairs.
Yeah. And some nonprofit organizations you've been very, very good to.
Absolutely.
And now with Shields being, you know, you are the sought after company to go to. Are Hoka shoes on sale? I'm just kidding. I just like
what kind of shoes? Because I was going to ask her about something too, but I didn't think I should.
They got everything there.
You should have come to our ladies' night last weekend.
Ladies' night, you had that?
Yeah, we did. It was very successful. We had 250 tickets sold and had a wait list. So we'll see you guys there next year.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. Keep us posted on the. No, I love your store because you've got such a variety.
I like just walking around, kind of window shopping. Inside.
Right.
It's a beautiful store, and some of our other stores have a full size Ferris wheel, an aquarium. Candy stores too. Maybe one day Appleton will grow to be that big.
Neat.
Wow.
Very cool. Yeah. I need some new binoculars.
All right. We'll see you there.
For the high school football games.
Okay. Perfect.
Thank you.
What? How old are the ones that you have?
Oh boy.
Yeah.
They're way back.
They probably put yeah.
Way, way, way back.
There's binoculars that you take a picture and then send the picture.
Really?
I have those.
I didn't. Well, of course you have those.
What do you use that for?
When you hunt?
It seems a little creepy.
Although, you know what? I will say something about this.
It's not.
This guy went mountain goat hunting one time.
I did.
What? Yes. And he's got a. He never showed it to us, but he says he's got a mountain goat head.
I do. I have it. I went. Anyway, that's.
It's on, like,
on
the wall.
I didn't get my gun from you guys. I got it somewhere else. But anyway,
it's in his linen cabinet if you're looking for it.
Back to the partnership. How do you find things with the corporate sponsorship when you're trying to do things like this about the community? Shields obviously is not easy. Nothing's easy, but I mean, they're very, very supportive.
Correct. Yeah. So as Kayla kind of mentioned, so they had been hosting an event at the store, and we had been hosting an event at the ballpark, and we really wanted to combine forces and make this an event completely available to the public and make it a little bit larger. So getting that name out there co-brand with the Timber Rattlers just makes a ton of sense. It's a lot of conversations and relationship building. So, you know, you know people, and they always say it's about who you know, not what you know. So building those relationships and really just continuing to forge those and continue to grow and make the community the best place to live.
You know, I told our Nikki here about years and years, I go so far back when they were having the big discussion, should we build a new stadium or stay at Goodland Field? And I remember talking to one of the guys, an old-time guy with him. He says, biggest mistake could ever possibly make is moving out of Goodland Field, because one of the cool things we have here is these kids come to the game on their bikes. When they build that new stadium, you won't see a kid in the ballpark. And it's like, I've never seen more kids at one place than your stadium on a regular basis. So this is so cool that you incorporate all this.
So some of our listeners have kids, and some kids listen. Tell me just real quickly, Fang, you can't talk, but they can speak for you. You all have three great jobs, right? You're a corporate director. You run the marketing at Shields, I take it?
I do all of our community involvement.
Right.
That's Which awesome. Is, what
those
great
are great,
job.
Great jobs, because it's a stepping stone toward politics if you want to run for office.
Like, oh, God. Lord.
You're
doing all good stuff.
Vote for me, nice ballot.
Two things he does here. Let me just say, two things he does on a regular basis. Todd, back me up on this, or disagree if you like that. Two things he does when somebody impresses him, he tries to steer them to get into politics.
We need good people.
And then one sooner or later, we have about 2 minutes left, something, the word financial will come into play here.
Who pays for this?
Exactly. Right. So just want to give you guys a little heads up.
Fang has deep pockets.
Yeah, so there you go. Okay. But really, somebody wants to get into either of your lines of work. Or then tell me how Fang got his gig.
Yeah, so for us, so internships just got posted.
Nice.
So we do internships starting normally in January. We have some that start in January and then March, and our season starts in April. So we have normally have about 20 to 25 interns. So a lot of us get started as interns with the team.
Including your team president and owner?
Right. Correct, yeah. So yeah. Rob, our team president and owner, started as an intern and now
awesome.
up at the top.
That's amazing.
And so for us, we are really big about promoting within our store. I'm one of the few people who was an external hire, but the rest of our marketing team were internal transfers or started out as cashiers or part-time associates moving up.
Love that.
But each of our stores have its own local marketing team, too. So we focus 100% on our Fox Cities area.
Love
make
it.
Sure it's the best place to be.
Love it.
How about this guy? Or girl? I don't even know if we're paying.
So
pick up the tail and check.
I've never known how to tell the difference between a male and a female snake. I never have.
You know, you got to try out and be able to show that you're able to interact with those kids and show that energy and really get the fans involved and constantly entertain. That's
you
what we're looking
be
for.
In pretty good shape.
Do you know who had the most fun at the ballpark at your ballpark this year?
One of you two, I assume.
No,
we did, but.
But yeah, no, you know who seemed to have the most fun the entire time? The man that was on Jeopardy.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Ben Chan.
Yep. Yeah,
Ben.
Yeah, so he got to throw out a first pitch.
Yeah. And did he do the brat bazooka
shot
too?
The bratzooka. Yeah. So that was really cool to see him out and enjoying
He was digging that.
That's awesome.
He talked about it. So.
Well, once again, Kayla, Fang, thank you for being here. Thanks for doing stuff for our local kids. I just think it's fantastic. Right. The combination you guys put together for this. What's the date again?
October 24th.
From?
3:30 to 6:30 at Timber Rattler Stadium, Trick or Treat.
Well, what's the name of your stadium?
Yeah, so Neuroscience Group Field.
All right. Okay. It's Candlestick Park.
Miller Park. Thank you guys for being here.
Fang.
Quiet down. All right. We just had a quick break. Back up.
Man, that's a good group. That was
great
fun.
Group.
Yeah, that's
Shields.
Well, they
Wisconsin really, Timber Rattlers teaming up for kids. I love it.
Right, Halloween safe place. You get, and you don't even have to bring the bag or the as you brought the pillowcase.
well, you know why though?
You know what I did? Go ahead.
You want to know why? Because I
you
had
fit more.
I had okay up in the UP for whatever reason. Halloween was like the worst, like between fall and winter. It was that right in between, so it wasn't snowing, but it was cold and rainy or drizzly and windy and dark, okay? And you wouldn't go, back then, you didn't go out like on a Sunday afternoon. You went at like after supper at like, you know, 6:30 or 7 o'clock, you're out there.
Okay.
It's pitch black, the weather's terrible, you can't see out of your mask. And we used to make our own bags. You know, that was a fun thing at school in art class. You have a regular grocery bag. Do you know how many times dragging that thing on the ground when it's wet and you get a hole in there and you come home and say, what happened to that payday bar?
Yeah. Oh.
You know what I mean? So that's why we switched to the...
Or worse, man, if it was the Kit Kat, I'd go back with a flashlight.
Either one. But that's why we switched to the pillowcases.
I wouldn't miss that. I went to a place one time, and it was after Halloween. And you know those little orange buckets with the handles on?
Yeah.
I bought a ton of them. And... Like I live in the hood, right? Not a lot of lower income.
Right.
So, five minutes ago,
he was talking about he has the full size candy bars because people expect that
You do.
Then he's back.
I want to finish my story here. This is a nice thing. Uh-huh. And some little kids would come and they would have that paper bag or a little bag, and I would give them.
That's actually very nice.
And they were like, I bought a ton of them for like I think they were like 4 cents. It was at the Restore, Unity Hospice, and somebody must have had a bunch and donated them, and I bought them all. And you know, because you want to have some
absolutely
not wet. Because I agree with that. That's
Thank
what happened
you.
In Two Rivers too to us.
Yeah,
the wet bags would.
Yeah,
and we
that's devastating right there.
But Jim, I picture you handing stuff out at Halloween. I think it's great that you do the big candy bars, but I could see you handing out linens, Halloween linens,
or like grabbing the child's pillowcase. Like, oh, let me. What is the thread count?
That's not good fabric. That's not a good weave.
Yeah, that'd be like the weirdo on Family Guy. No, we
okay.
Come down to my bitch.
Hi, Chris.
Let's go down in the basement and get some popsicles.
All right. Let's get back to being a nice guy.
So,
hi, Nikki.
Good morning, guys.
For setting them up. Actually, you had two good guests today. Thank you very much.
Actually, you sound so surprised that I'm just contributing.
You had a back-to-back. That was really good.
Right. I don't know a lot of, I know quite a few authors. I think we all do, but illustrators are, that's unique. And but I think that's really
anybody
cool.
Anybody can write, not everybody can draw.
But here's the deal. He's more than just an illustrator. He's developing that entire character. Right. So there's so much, there's depth in that.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
And they got to kind of work together, the
Absolutely,
characters, you know, they
yes.
got to, and even though they're all abstract, I think that's just some very cool talent.
So,
right,
fun fact, Rob Momartz was my husband's college roommate.
He mentioned
that. Whitewater. So we are lucky enough to get his Christmas card, which is always illustrated.
Oh, I bet.
And
that's
so then
cool.
It's the illustration of he and his family throughout the stages of their lives,
wow.
right?
Wow.
So I've seen his children grow up in these illustrations.
That's awesome.
But just such a cool,
yeah.
you know, he's one of those cards where you're like, gosh, I wish I did something cool with my Christmas cards.
Yeah, totally agree.
Yeah.
I wish I did something cool with my life.
I don't know. But to your point, and you were talking about this, Johnny, what I think you try, and because I have the very same mindset too, where you see people with just gobs of talent
yeah.
in any capacity, and you're like, man, did I?
Yeah.
I was hanging out too long in that line for sarcasm and charm, and here.
Charm, what happened? Why did that go by the
way? Did you miss that?
Yeah.
Did you miss that line too?
Yeah.
No,
mm-hmm.
no.
But when I talk to you, I think charm. I think charm.
But this is why I love what your show does, because do we get to talk about, you know, you're in line behind Mr. Momartz at festival probably later today. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you don't scratch the surface on who are you, what do you do, and how did you get to where you are?
Just local
and
people. That's what we love to do.
That's
what I like local people.
Tell the story, guys.
Civic Media, as talented as he is and so many other people, they're not going to get on TV because there's just too many fires and car crashes. And look, I understand people, I guess, need to see that. And there's so much national news that they have to cover as well as, you know, statewide. So for us to get down and get this talent that's in our community, and not just talent, but even, you know, we
bring
talk
it
about
to the surface,
but that Feed My Starving Children.
Yes.
I mean, that's a great organization. Now, they had a little bit publicity, but just to have her on here and raise money. She's been on here a couple times.
And
I think
you
that's
were
important.
Up to your elbows last night and putting that stuff together.
Yeah, you were doing it, man.
How was the confirmation class? Were they listening?
They were very successful.
Great.
But so
did they listen better than Jim and John?
They absolutely did.
Wouldn't take much.
Yep.
Can you believe I did that? I did absolutely the total opposite of what I was supposed to do.
Well, am I shocked? Absolutely not.
And we're all looking at him like, what? Wait for the bag to be under the and he just pours the rice right on the floor. It's like,
I mean,
oh, dude.
If there was ever a Johnny moment, it was.
No, my Johnny moment was when I crawled through the back hatch of my car to unlock the thing. And actually, I was driving away, I realized that my passenger side window was down, and all I would have had to do was just reach in and unlock. That is a Johnny moment.
That story brings me such delight. I cannot thank you enough.
The thing about Johnny is, that will happen again.
Oh, guaranteed.
He'll crawl through the back. Wow. And, oh, why didn't I remember the window?
Nah.
Anyway, but that there. And thanks for saying that about Civic Media and what they do. But they wanted to talk about the local community, Oshkosh,
but
Appleton.
You guys do such a good job of reining that in for us. So thank you, guys.
Nah,
we love it.
Keep bringing them on.
Yep.
Must feel good, doesn't it, Nikki?
It does.
Feels good. Nothing more exhilarating than pointing out the shortcomings of others.
But Jim teaches that class, by the way.
We got some great guests, though, in this next hour. People that.
That, too. Yep. Terry Barr, Slice of Wisconsin, coming up. Tom Content, Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin.
He's great.
Jim is passionate about this, getting our utility bills down. Back after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.